Hi, I'm Colin Foley. This is my 11th Reflective Journal. Today I'm going to be talking about a challenging conversation that I have anticipated having. How do I approach a situation and what did you learn from yourself from that experience? So one of the key things my preceptor and I have really focused this year is working on transitioning to practice as a student. I plan to work in a high school setting, so I have to deal with parents, coaches, legal guardians, and of course the players. With that being said, everyone pretty much needs to be able to have some understanding of how and what is going on with the injury. And this is where my preceptor and I started working on this. So one of the things that we agreed on is after I do eval, I pretend as if I'm telling it to a high school student, a middle school student, a parent that has no understanding of how the body works and stuff like that, and go among the necessary steps that need to take in the future for that specific person. So it's sort of injury happens. How am I going to explain it to the kid? How am I going to explain it to their guardians, or potentially am I just be their coach? And how are they going to get the best treatment possible after that? So I've been really practicing that as much as possible. So if I get a regular injury eval, then I pretend I'm talking to my preceptor and I go through three different scenarios as if I'm talking to those individuals. Because ultimately, I want to be able to do the best to my ability at the job, which hopefully will be a high school setting. So how did you approach the situation? Well, when you approach the situation, you have to use vernacular that everyone would be able to understand. But you also want to use words and vocabulary that in which make you sound like you know what you're talking about. Maybe you don't have that solid foundation for a relationship yet, so that maybe they may not trust you 100%, or they might be a little questionable in your decisions. But if you're able to show them that you know what you're doing, then they will buy into what you are letting them know. So what did you learn yourself from that experience? I learned that even though in my head I think in big words, I sometimes may have to break it down. Just like I said, I can't use anterior and posterior because the common person does not know what that means. So I'm going to say the front of the body or the back of the body. Instead of using your medical terminology and such, you have to use a vernacular that's common to most individuals. And of course, that may alter, may change here and there, depending where you go, depending what setting you're in. But overall, whoever is within that circle that's going to ultimately be influencing and be involved with that individual that who had the injury, everyone needs to be on the same page. That's all I have for today. Thank you for listening.